Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettey along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. A little bit after 5:30 this afternoon, we'll have Tim Brando to talk to us about college baseball, LSU, and certainly college football. Bob, 57 years ago today, you know what happened?
No, well, what happened? Enlighten me.
NFL-AFL merger.
Oh, yeah, the merger, the 1970 merger. They planned this, Mike. I didn't realize that it was almost a handful of years.
They did it in 66.
Okay, yeah, basically 4 years before it actually happened.
4 years, and they wanted to string it out because there were provisions with it to add teams to the NFL. And also, too, they did not know how difficult it would be to get out of antitrust. And so
you're not a monopoly and all that stuff.
So who helped? Senator Russell Long from Louisiana, also Hale Boggs. Both those guys pieced it together, and they got it, and they put it on an anti-inflation bill that got passed because at that time, the president, Lyndon Johnson, when he wanted something passed, you got it passed if you were a Democrat. There was no haggling over it.
And, Mike, maybe you can recall. I don't remember nobody bitching about the merger. The reason why I say that.
Other than the players.
Okay, but the reason why I say that, though, as far as like, the AFL can't hold the NFL's jock. Not so fast. The coach was supposed to crush the Jets. Now, what year was that Super Bowl? That
69.
Okay, that was right before the merger.
In the greatest moment, Hank Stram told me this, Mike, in the greatest moment in AFL history, we make it 2-2. We beat Minnesota because he was the head coach of the Chiefs. We beat Minnesota. So he said at the apex of the greatest moment, guess what happens? We officially merge.
Yes. And so look, the timing couldn't have been better. So that looks like, that was a wise decision because it is balance. Because the Jets beating the Colts, Mike, I'm going to say they were 18-point underdog. And Joe Willie Namath, he's at poolside with all the babes around him. Oh, we're going to win the game.
And the Vikings were a 10-point favorite over the Chiefs.
Right here in New Orleans. We're right here at Tulane Stadium.
And that was a no-sweat bet if you bet on the Chiefs.
And Lynn Dawson beat Joe Capp, who just passed away
a couple of months ago. But, man, the Chiefs were loaded that
game. But, Mike, the merger made it look like it wasn't forced.
No.
It was like, this is the right thing to do, to bring in the Buffalo Bills, to bring in the Denver Broncos, to bring in the Cincinnati Bengals, the Kansas City Chiefs. It looked like it was the right, or the Raiders, Oakland Raiders then. It looked like it was the right thing to do.
But the most important thing about that is that the flame had already been lit to get a team in New Orleans.
Right.
That basically really blew it because now you needed help from legislation to get what you needed to make this merger work.
And that's why I'm going to challenge all the fans. Okay, you might say, well, I want a winning product. So I want a winning product too. Hell yeah. I mean, I don't want to support a team that, I don't know, are they going to show up one game or not show up the other? You know, I want that blue-collar mentality. You look at the markets like in Memphis or you look in New Orleans. Like I always say this, if we had a Miami Heat-type team in New Orleans, like with the Pelicans, you wouldn't have to worry about no damn promotions. I got to go to work early Thursday morning. I'm showing up on Wednesday night because I'm proud of our team. They are that good. And the point being, when you look at Mike, right now, where we're at in society, okay, we're in the 21st century, and we're going 2023, 2024, and all that. Going forward, If we didn't have an NFL and NBA team, we would not get an NFL and NBA team in the future. So we have to support it. If you love the NFL, you love the Saints, you love the NBA Pelicans, because that, you know, you feel like you're a big dog, because all around the country, you know, it's not minor leagues. You can't get bigger than the NBA or the NFL. Well, we got to support it. Now, the management with the Saints, and you look at the Pels, then put the product out there. I think we passionate enough, not only in New Orleans, but the Gulf South, Gulf Coast, we will support our team and want to be in that number. But you have to realize, oh, I'm disgruntled, I'm not going anymore. Because you know how we lost the Jazz and how that occurred. And then you look at, like, you know, how we got the Hornets. I talk about a horseshoe up you. You know what? To be able to get that again and for that to occur.
Because remember a couple times Edwin Edwards had gotten involved. The mayors had gotten involved.
The Saints were leaving to going to the Jackson. It's going to be the Jacksonville Saints. Way before the Jackson. This is 1985.
And remember their first deal to try to get was the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yes.
That fell through.
And that fell through. You know, they build the new arena, the Smoothie King Center. They build that arena. But, Mike, we built the arena before the team was there. Then all of a sudden, we get the Hornets. We get the Charlotte Hornets. Oh, who was the owner? I can't think of his name now. He's a little bitty guy.
I know one thing. He didn't pay his bills.
Yeah. But
Gary Swesson did a pay.
But at least he wanted to come to New Orleans.
He did want to come to New Orleans.
Well, I'm saying that's why right now we're in the fraternity with an NFL and NBA team. We don't need to say, like, oh, well, we really don't care no more, because the damn team will move to Seattle. Or, you know, Las Vegas. You look at different opportunities, like an NBA team in Nashville. That's not far-fetched. You can look at a number of different venues. That's why we got an NFL team. We got an NBA team. We need to support it. Now, it's give and take. The fans are there, and you need an organization that you know is all in like you are. But I'm telling you, Mike, you never want to lose the Saints or the Pelicans, because I'm telling you, we're not getting another expansion team. It's not happening. I'll tell you, I'll long be dead, but it ain't happening, because we need to appreciate what we have and support it.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk. Be trusty. Hold on while you're at. We'll come right to you right after this break on the Big 870.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. We're going to go to B-Trusty in New Orleans. B-Trusty, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
What you got, B-Trusty?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
All right, B-Trusty.
Doing good, doing good. Look, you're sitting here talking about the anniversary of the AFL-NFL merger.
Yes, sir.
And that reminds me of a story that Dave Dixon told me many years ago when I was the cable man. And I was at his house fixing his cable. He told me the story.
Okay.
About how he told me how during the AFL, they did a couple of AFL All-Star games here. So they had basically the Pro Bowl for the AFL were in New Orleans before, you know, trying to test the Orleans to see if New Orleans would support a professional football team.
Yeah, to test the market.
And so, yeah. He also told me that the Dallas Texans, before they went to Kansas City, were supposed to come here.
That's true.
And the investor got cold feet at the last minute.
That is true. Lamar Hunt was going to move. He couldn't stay in Dallas, and he knew he had to leave. And it really had to do more with what was going to happen at Tulane and Tulane Stadium than the investors, because it was Lamar Hunt. Lamar owned, at that time, the Dallas Texans, and then they became the Kansas City Chiefs. But what happened is they couldn't cut the deal with Tulane and what was happening there. And so he took the team to Kansas City. Just think, we wouldn't have had to go through all this
Well, be trusted. I'm gonna tell you right now, that name probably, especially with younger people, they don't know who that is. But like old school people, Dave Dixon is one of the main reasons why we have professional football in New Orleans. The Superdome,
the main guy.
Yeah, the Superdome, all of that. Dave Dixon. That is a guy we need to constantly always recognize as far as like a mentor, an icon for professional sports in New Orleans. I'm telling you, Dave Dixon's the man.
He was behind the scenes, and here was the funny thing, B. Trusty, when they announced it, that, you know, the New Orleans had gone to the NFL. Man, they had every politician. You know, everybody, you know, politicians today, they take credit for stuff that they didn't have nothing to do with.
Right.
They did, but they did it back in the 60s, too. They must have had 10 or 12 politicians to get up to talk about what they did to help get an NFL team in New Orleans. They had to basically push Dave Dixon to the mic to basically kind of take the bow, because he had worked behind the scenes with Roselle, with some of the owners here, to try to get an NFL franchise, and also, too, to loosen up things at Tulane, because they had become a hindrance, too, to let them do certain things at Tulane Stadium on that campus.
Mike, I don't know if I ever told you this, and be trusted. You know, we get all up in age, and, I mean, this is when, you know, I come here to New Orleans, and I was supposed to help out Buddy DiLiberto, then Buddy passed away, and then I'm at Metairie Country Club. Okay, and old Metairie and all that, so we're having lunch. And it was like a three-hour lunch, and always respected Dave Dixon. So I'm going to do whatever he said. And he had this outline. He was always a visionary, even though he's 80 years old, whatever it was. And he's telling me, like, he goes, Bobby, I'm telling you, you know what I like, and I envision a future league, because I'm always for the fans, is that why we can't have a professional football league that the fans owned every team like the Packers. And he had this outline and going everything in it. He's trying to get me to promote it, and I'm like, how am I going to do this and stuff? So I'm just kind of going with him.
He had 31 owners that wouldn't be too crazy about that.
Right, but Mike, that's how he was.
Yes, he was trying to figure it out.
He was a go-getter, and he was just like.
And who thought of the USFL?
Dave Dixon. The United States Football League, when you look at spring and summer football, because we love football year-round. And I'm not talking about like a farm league like AAA baseball. I'm talking about you getting the likes of Heisman Trophy winners or the best of the best, like a Herschel Walker,
Doug
Flutie, like a Jim Kelly, like a Steve Young,
Reggie White.
No, that's all Dave Dixon. Now, right now, the way it is, it's a TV product. Now, we all know the Breakers, New Orleans, and Moose Johnson, who's the commissioner now of the USFL, when I was up in Michigan celebrating the 40th anniversary of us winning the championship, he says, yeah, New Orleans. I said, New Orleans needs the breakers. If you want the fans, they got to play in New Orleans. They don't need to be playing in Birmingham or Tom Benson Field and the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. You got to be involved with the community. So you don't need to be in an empty like stadium, because how many fans? You know, when the Breakers were there in the early 80s, Mike, they still had 40,000 plus. But it still looks kind of empty because it's a massive stadium. But if you have a team that's winning and you want to be part of that because we love football spring and summer, why not play at Tulane? Or even if like you can't work out a deal, well, why not renovate? You know, you got the Reggie Bush Field out there at City Park, Tad Garmley. Then you hole in 25, 30,000 people because we love football that much. So that's all the conversations we would have. And the whole spring, summer football league that all started with Dave Dixon.
He was the guy.
And I'm telling you, the next step he said was that the fans own every team in a league. And the model was the Green Bay Packers.
Bob, here's the crazy thing about it. This was maybe a year before Buddy died. He had come up with the idea. Hey, he said, listen, you and I. And he said, I know you don't have a lot of time because you got a lot of things you're juggling. Let's write a book about start to finish with the Saints. And he said, I have a lot kind of pieced aside. And he said, well, let's go talk to Dave. And we talked to him three different times, Buddy and I and Dave and also Pete Finney and those guys who covered it before they got here.
Right.
And then right as we starting to piece it all together, Buddy passed away. That stuff is still in my house. So it's stuck in a file.
So, Mike, help me out because I like this text. It said, Mike and Bobby, they need a Dave Dixon drive by the Superdome. Your thoughts? I'd say not yes, but hell yes. Now, is there a Dave Dixon drive anywhere? Well, that's blasphemy if they don't. Around the Superdome, Mercedes Caesar Superdome now, whether you change that section of Poitras or, you can encircle Dave Dixon. Dave Dixon definitely needs. They need to have a Dave Dixon drive without a doubt, because he meant that much to pro sports in New Orleans.
You wouldn't have it without Dave Dixon. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And Bob, the Dave Dixon Drive is the street between the Dome and the Smoothie King. I thought so, but I wasn't exactly sure. I don't live in the city, but
we have a statue, you know, what do you call that? The plaza or something with Governor McKithen? Well, we got to name a street and a statue of Dave Dixon. We got to make Dave Dixon. Come on. We have to recognize what he means to professional sports.
We wouldn't have the Saints. I'm just telling you, you wouldn't have the Saints without Dave Dixon.
No, so they have a Dave Dixon Drive is a road between the Superdome, the Smoothie King Center. So, hey, listen, we put a damn statue, a bunch of people. You know, you take them down, you put them up, whatever. No, I don't know. To me, Dave Dixon is not controversial. It's not a Civil War hero. So we should put a statue of Dave Dixon.
On our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line from Fox Sports, Tim Brando. Tim, thanks so much. We play an option football here today, Timmy. So I appreciate it.
I love it.
Go ahead, Tim.
I bet you got a Dave Dixon story, Tim.
Yeah, I do. I was going to launch right into it. I spent a lot of time in my early days as a Cub reporter over on Canal Street at WGSL when Hap was on and Wayne Mack was still on, Mary Foster was still on, and Dave was talking all about bringing the Breakers to New Orleans and having a franchise. Of course, it started in Boston ultimately, but he was the founder of the USFL, the original USFL.
Right.
And he was talking to me like, and I'm a kid, you know, I'm 26 years old, 27 years old when I was in New Orleans. And he's like, Tim, you may one day do the USFL. And I don't mean locally. I mean, you could be on ESPN one day. And lo and behold, 2 years later, 1985 turned out to be the last year of the USFL. I was calling Bobby Hebert games. In fact, final game of the regular season ever played in the USFL was your game.
Well, small world.
That I called in Houston at the Astrodome.
Wow.
During the regular season. And I did one of your games, and I did one of your games earlier that year against New Jersey out in Oakland when Herschel was on his path to break the all-time rushing record. And I also called his run. If you Google it, you'll see it. The 55-yard run to break O.J. Simpson's record was I was flattered at that time to be the guy that called it.
But
great
Tim.
Great memories of him.
Tim, yeah. You know, you have a different decades or, I don't know, different spans maybe, whether you cross their paths. But Dave Dixon, I mean, yeah. A lot of times, I'm telling you, look at professional sports in New Orleans.
Time passes fast, and people don't a lot of times know the history.
And how he's laying the groundwork to be able to, the small market that New Orleans is. You can look at the Gulf Coast, Gulf South, but what he did,
yep.
You know, you look at the Saints, you look at the Superdome, all that's involved. And
right.
Tim, I was just telling, you know, Mike that right before he passed, it was like 2 or 3 years before he passed, how he still was like after it. And I mean, I was at Metairie Country Club and having lunch. It was a 3-hour luncheon. And he's telling me, Bobby, I got a great idea for this new league. He had a new league that was going to be everybody's like the Packers and the fans own the team. The fans owned every team in the league. And he had all this. It was unbelievable, the attention to detail that he had. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, I was overwhelmed. And I'm only like, mid-40s at that time. But it was amazing the go-getter that Dave Dixon was.
Yeah, the eternal optimist and someone that always had vision. You know, he could see well beyond, you know, his own hourglass. His hourglass was like a calendar, you know, going months and years in advance. He just accomplished so much in his life, a really inspiring guy in so many ways.
Tim, the other thing, too, is the Superdome and what it did for that part of the city. People don't remember it. Nothing but a bunch of railroad tracks. There was nothing there.
Right.
And that's where he proposed they build it. And what it has meant to this city and kind of reformed the city around that dome. You know, people don't get it. That vision he had was just not, we're going to build a stadium. He really thought building it there and how you could get to it and how you can get out would work, but that other industry would build around it.
Absolutely. And, you know, people that are younger than us probably feel that the reclamation project of the entire city of New Orleans post-Katrina was about bringing the dome back. And I don't think there's any question about that. But I'll also say, for those of us that were around when the Saints did move from Old Tulane Stadium and the Superdome was built, I'll always remember, too, the great pride that John McKithen, along with Dixon, had. And I knew the Governor McKithen pretty well. He said, Our dome is going to be so big, they could put two Astrodomes inside it. I mean, he took great pride in that. And whenever you go over to Houston, I don't know about you guys, but it's amazing to me as a kid. In 1965, I went to my first game at the Astrodome. I was 9 years old. I'll never forget. I thought I was, it was almost like going to an auditorium, to going into an aquarium, an auditorium. You named the building that would just blow you away.
Right. It was like, but Tim, wasn't it like the seventh wonder of the world? You know how you always say
the
like, The eighth wonder. Yeah, I knew it was one of those wonders. It's like, oh, well, look at this, a dome stadium.
And now you go to the stadium where the Texans play and where they had the Final Four. You look at it, and it's like a pimple. It looks like a pimple.
Right.
It's like, why is this thing here? And I guess they have it there
for rodeos.
They have,
It's amazing, Timmy.
Man, it blows you away when you see it.
But now all the little smaller ballparks, man, it's built for baseball today.
For baseball.
It really is.
Well, no, look at the park you're going to see, but still costs $1 billion in Las Vegas when the A's move there.
Yeah, and it's for what, 35,000?
35,000, 40,000 at max,
and
maybe?
So to me, that's the trend now, and I think it's the smart thing to do for baseball.
That
makes it a great atmosphere than being in a 70,000 stadium and you got 38,000 people there.
Right. Well, those old stadiums, places like Three Rivers and Riverfront in Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, they were built for multiple events.
Right.
Concerts and multiple sports. They wanted to have a multi-sport facility. Now we live in such a world of specificity. Owners want not just big and wonderful buildings, but they also want those buildings to be easy for the viewer. And baseball stadiums, everyone looks at Wrigley and Fenway, and I can tell you, it's a dream to have done ball games at those two places. I only did one at each, but I did do one at each one of them, and it was magnificent. You don't think of the bigger parks that are gone now, where the Big Red Machine used to play and where the Pirates played with Roberto Clemente, as something you really miss anymore. But I'll say this about the Superdome. Its elasticity and its really being the one building that everyone in New Orleans that woke up to each day on a pretty day feeling that they had great hope, great desire to have great strength. It was all about the Superdome. And a little bit like, if you were around New York prior to 9/11 and post 9/11, those Twin Towers meant a lot to the people of New York. And if you weren't around those people and you hadn't been to New York many times, you probably didn't quite understand it. Well, I think the same is true in New Orleans. The Superdome is something that is a symbol of hope for everyone, not even people that go to Saints games. I think look at the city, the panoramic shots of the city, and say that's something that all Louisiana and all New Orleanians can be proud of.
Yeah, and it looks like a UFO.
Timmy, we got to cut it short because we have the House Majority Leader Steve Scalise calling in. But, man, we appreciate it every time you come on. We got to get you back on to talk a lot about early on with Skip Bertman and college football. But we got the House Majority Leader calling in. So we appreciate it, Timmy.
All right, Tim.
Thank you, buddy.
On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talking Text line, we have the House Majority Leader, Representative from Louisiana, Steve Scalise. Steve, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, great to be with y'all. How you been doing?
Great, great. Steve, well, what's the info you got for us?
Yeah, we've been working with a lot of members of Congress, Republican, Democrat, from every part of the country on some kind of structure for name, image, and likeness. I think you've seen NIL as it's grown. You're starting to see a lot of states come up with their own set of rules. It's creating a lot of problems for college athletics. And, it doesn't matter whether you're a big school like LSU or a medium-sized school. I've met with the head of Southern University, so a lot of HBCUs. Everybody has a concern about the fact that it's become the wild, wild west. You don't really know what deals student-athletes have. Student-athletes don't have any protections. There have been some real bad scandals where a student-athlete signs their rights away or they get a multimillion-dollar deal. You saw that in Florida. And then the money evaporates and the kid's stuck. And, we've got to put some structure in place so that we don't see college sports diminish and ultimately some of the other problems that are coming out of it. So I've been meeting with a lot of these different schools. Today I had a meeting at my office in Washington, D.C. with both Coach Brian Kelly and Coach Nick Saban. So it was a real interesting dynamic.
Yeah, bet.
if you can get Saban and Coach Kelly in the same room and in full agreement on the same thing, it tells you how big of a deal it is. We also had Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC there. And, you know, these are conversations that we've been having for months. I've been working with the committee of jurisdiction. Gus Milarakis from Florida is working on a bill that I've been working with him on. But we've got a lot of members of Congress. You know, we've got some members who played college ball and professional ball. You know, you got Colin Allred on the Democrat side who played for the Tennessee Titans. Burgess Owens on the Republican side played for the Oakland Raiders when they won their Super Bowl in New Orleans. Everybody agrees you've got to get some kind of structure in place to give real protections to student athletes. You know, some are doing great. You know, you look at Libby Dunn, Angel Reese making great NIL deals, but you've also got bad problems on the other side of that that we need to work on.
Well, Steve, with that being said, because I know you're a capitalist, that how can you have that balance, checks and balances, without having too much government involvement? Because you don't want it to be like Florida has their rules, California has their rules, or you know, Louisiana, Alabama, whatever. How can you have that balance? That has to be challenging.
Yeah, and Bobby, that's at the heart of what we're trying to do. And, you know, if you go look at California right now. They're trying to pass a law that would do a lot of things. It would create this sharing opportunity. Students would become employees of the school. That would really take away some of the rights that students have. Very few people I've heard from want to see that happen, yet it's about to be the law in California. So, you know, you're playing at USC, UCLA, totally different set of rules than if you're playing at LSU or Alabama. And each state's doing their own thing. And so that's why you've seen all of these schools come to us and say, we need a national standard. If you've got 40 or 50 different sets of rules, you really have chaos right now. And that's what you're looking at. And so it's not a question of whether or not the student athlete's going to get paid. That's already there. And let them go make all the money they can make. I'm a capitalist like you, but I also want protections for the student athletes because you've got, I've talked to some high profile high school coaches and these kids are getting approached now in their junior, senior year. And you might have some agent that's not even really a scrupulous agent approaching them and say, here's a deal. They're sitting down with the family offering some kind of $300,000 deal. And you're not going to read all the details. You're signing your life away for 10 years in some cases. And then some of these kids realize later it's limited their ability to truly capitalize on their name. They might become a professional athlete 4 years later, and they lost and signed away a lot of their rights, and they didn't realize it. Those protections need to be put in place as well. So that's the kind of stuff we're looking at, not to have employees or unionization. This is about real freedom, but protections for student athletes. And the schools, look, if I'm wearing LSU's jersey, you wore Northwestern's jersey, if your school didn't even know what deals you had and you're signing those deals, as an athlete, the schools just want to have an understanding of what's going on out there, too, not to limit you, but just so they know what's going on. They don't even know that. The conferences have no idea what's really going on. And so we're all working together, and I think everybody's right now focused on the same thing. Like I said, you know, today we had a really productive meeting with Coach Kelly and Coach Saban, but we're all in agreement on what needs to happen and how we should do it. We're tweaking out some of the differences. But again, Republicans and Democrats have come together on this as well. And the coalition that I've been putting together has gotten bigger. And I think you're going to be impressed with what you see in terms of who's coming together to address this problem.
Representative Scalise, one of the things I've heard from coaches that I've spoke to is that it's to get people in the different states to all agree upon this. Some standards, you know, they wanted one way, another state may wanted another, and how you getting it a certain way. Has that been part of the main discussion here, is to get all the states in line where everything would be doing it one way? Because from what I hear from coaches and even some players, that it's different everywhere you go. What's being offered is done totally different from team to team, college to college.
Well, and Steve, you might say, well, it has to be even across the board. But the SEC is king. Ain't no damn socialism. I mean, it ain't no what's happening in Lincoln, Nebraska. or whatever, even though Nebraska has an outstanding program, but you look at different parts of the country. That's why, to me, it's challenging
to get everybody to agree,
because if you're the top dog, that's a different market compared to if you're in Tucson, Arizona, or whatever.
Oh, my thing is, in Texas or Louisiana or Indiana or Iowa?
Well, that's what I said. It's totally different. Yeah.
Right, and in Division I versus Division II, and that's what, if you look at the nation, we've gotten everybody to the same place. It doesn't solve every problem. You know, some people want to get rid of collectives. You know, how do you handle that? But if you look at, just look at LSU and Alabama, you know, the two coaches I'm sitting with today, they could sit back and say, I don't want anything to change. I don't care what California's laws are or any other state. If you're LSU or Alabama, you're going to do just fine no matter what other states do. And it's going to hurt other schools. They care about the bigger picture, too, because this involves all of college athletics. And it's not just football. Because in most programs, I mean, we're lucky at LSU. You know, where I went, football makes a lot of money for the program. Basketball makes some. Baseball might even make money. At most schools, football might make money.
Football's king. Football's king, Steve. You know that.
In some places, it's the only place that makes money.
Right, exactly. And so you want the ability for the student athletes to be able to profit off their name. Some of them might be national deals. You know, Liv Dunn, she's signing national deals. You know, Angel Reese is signing national deals. Some of them might just be getting a deal with the local car dealer. And that's good money for them, but everybody ought to have that opportunity, but at least have a structure in place so that each state has different rules. And the NCAA has absolutely no ability. They've been neutered in all this because there have been lawsuits that have basically taken the NCAA out of the equation. You've got the transfer portal now where you have pure free agency. I mean, I served with guys that played professional football. They said there's more wide open free agency in college right now than you had in professional sports. And NCAA can't do anything about it because you've got this wide Wild West mentality. So if you get structure in place, you know, whatever NCAA does, that's going to be up to them. I met with the new NCAA president, and he's interested in this too because, you know, they have a lot of roles that they play, but they've kind of been sidelined as well. But for the, whether you're big school, small school, HBCU, everybody's got a similar interest in seeing this get done. And right now we're all on the same page. I don't know if it'll hold that way all the way through, but I like the coalition we have.
Well,
because we've got a lot of people from a lot of different kind of schools and a lot of different kind of backgrounds that want to get this done.
Now, Steve, with that being said, you know, you say because the perception is with the public is that, man, is the Wild Wild West out there. Do you see more stability, like going forward, that it could be more structured instead of the Wild Wild West? I mean, because look, you're the top dog. And then you're talking to Saban, you're talking to Coach Kelly and all that, and that's how the people in power make things happen. So what is your vision from now, let's say, to the future? You know, 2023, 24, what is your vision right now when you look at name, image, and likeness going forward?
Bobby, my vision is that we get a fair set of rules, fair both for the student-athletes and for the universities. And something that whether you're a really big school, whether you're medium-sized, small school, it doesn't undermine the structure of college athletics. And that is in jeopardy. A lot of people in college sports that just love college sports are concerned that if we don't get a structure in place at the federal level, this 50 different state set of rules is going to undermine college athletics. And I don't want to see that happen,
right.
Neither do my other colleagues. So our timeline right now is, I've been working with Gus Villarakis from Florida. He's the chairman of the subcommittee that's in charge of this. We've been working on an actual bill. We've been drafting it, working with other colleagues, again, Republican, Democrat. And I think we're pretty close to having a bill ready to file. And then we go through the legislative process. And I'm going to be pushing to move that along fast. I want a bill move through the House by the end of this year, hopefully earlier than the end of this year. Obviously, we have a lot of other stuff we're dealing with, too. But I think this is something that we can fit in and get done before the end of the year. And then if we get a strong vote, and I feel real confident this bill can get more broad support than a lot of other things we deal with in Washington, and that would give momentum to get it through the Senate and to the president's desk. And I think that's realistic by the end of this year, because if we keep going under this kind of unlimited set of rules and unknown set of rules, it is starting to undermine the fabric of college athletics. And you talk to anybody at any school, athletic directors, coaches will tell you right now, they don't even really know some of the recruiting that's going on outside. Coaches are the ones who normally recruit. You've got boosters
Right.
Floating around NIL deals, recruiting kids to a school and the coach doesn't even know about it. Obviously, that's not healthy either.
Nope. Steve, thanks so much for joining us. Listen, it's always open for you. You give us a call. We'll have you on when you get some more information. But listen, we'll have to get you on one day. You can come talk to us about LSU baseball. How about that?
All right, Steve.
Well, hey, look, let's go to Omaha and win the whole thing.
There you go, brother.
Omaha or bust. Omaha or bust, Steve.
Let's go, buddy. Hey, y'all take care.
All right. And that was House Majority Leader Steve Scalise. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.